This is a learning pack from Dorset History Centre. What you are about to hear are all history clips taken from interviews with people who were in Dorset during World War II. All of the following clips cover the topic of evacuees. Sometimes the Second World War can seem like a long time ago, so it's great to be able to listen to somebody telling us how it was for them. Edna Bolton is going to explain what happened when she was evacuated to Dorset from London when she was only 5 years old.
People living in what they considered would be safe areas were asked to tell them how many rooms they had, how many people occupied the house, and the government arranged this program whereby children who wished to leave London, it wasn't compulsory, could be transported and, you know, put into a safe part of the country. If you had spare rooms, I think you were expected to take them. You didn't say, no, I don't want any evacuees, which is what we were called. And when it was obvious that there was going to be a war, we were moved out of London. I was only 5 and a half at the time. I wasn't actually old enough to go, but people who had older sisters who fell within the right age span to be evacuated could apply to take a younger member of the family with them. Although I had no one else, there were two girls who lived in the flats where we lived, and my mother applied for me to come with them to get me out of London.
Edna moved from London to Dorset to be safer. What was making London so dangerous? Yes, that's right. During the war, Germany and Great Britain dropped a lot of bombs on each other's countries, killing and injuring many people. London was far more of a target than Dorset because it contained the government and a huge port and factories. How do you think you would feel if you had to move away from home? Another woman, Joan Miles, tells us about the places she and her brother were placed when they moved to Dorset from Southampton. Children went to live in all sorts of homes, from rich to poor.
We walked to, in a long crocodile, I remember, to Waterloo Station with luggage labels on tied on our coats, and we were put on the train, and our parents did not know where we were going. We weren't all moved on the same day. We happened to be moved, I think it was the day before war was declared. It was definitely on a Saturday, and I remember them, you know, everybody listened to war being declared, and we had no schooling for around about 6 weeks because they weren't prepared. There was no accommodation for us. I don't suppose they had desks or chairs to fit us, and I doubt if they had, if they had ordered them, it would have been perhaps an indication that this number of children were going to be moved to this area, and everything was very secretive, you know, in those days.
And then when the sort of phony war, when the beginning of the war, nothing seemed to happen, we all went back to Southampton at the beginning of 1940. Yeah. And then things sort of hotted up again, so we were all re-evacuated, at great cost to the government, I should think. And so I was evacuated to Loder's Mill. To Osmington, near Weymouth. My sister went to Ford Abbey, two of my brothers went to Winterbourne Abbess, the younger ones, and my elder brother, Eddie, he had the best billet of the lot. He went to live at Loder's Court with Colonel Lee Breton, who was later Sir Edward Lee Breton. And the war got steadily worse, and my mum was living in Southampton with my baby brother. So she wrote to Colonel Lee Breton and said, could he find some lodgings for her, which he very kindly did. So she had some rooms in the village.
Next, Edna explains that the country was quite new to her.
And to tell somebody at six you were going to the country, I lived right in London, and I had never been in the country, so I wouldn't have meant anything to me. And of course, without television, you didn't. Today, children watch television and they see the country, they know what probably most of the counties look like in those days. Unless you went there, you didn't know.
Why didn't Edna know much about the countryside? Do you think you know much about life in London?
And then shortly afterwards, of course, when my parents knew where I was, they came down, because it was a day's trip on the train, and I seemed to settle in here quite happily, although it was quite different from living in a flat, which was, at least it had indoor plumbing. This place didn't, you know.
What does Edna mean by indoor plumbing? which was installed in her flat in London, but not in the Dorset village she was moved to. Edna has described how children moved back to London when they were old enough to leave school and get a job, which was age 14 in the 1940s. How does Edna describe the effect this had on the people who had been looking after them?
I think a lot of the parents, when the children were of age that they could go out to work, a lot of the parents came back and claimed the children because it was, you know, it was all sort of money going into the family fund. A lot of the people in the village were rather hurt, actually, because a lot of the children came, and obviously 6 shillings would not clothe and feed a child. They purchased clothing and you know, things for the children out of their own pockets, and really never heard from the parents until the children were 14 years old, which was, you know, and then they came down and sort of took them back. And after the war, when I used to visit here, lots of them would say to me, do you ever know what happened to the little boy that we had, or the little girl? They never heard from them again. So I think it was rather sad for a lot of the people, because there seemed to be a lot of people in the village that didn't have children of their own, and I think they rather enjoyed having the children who were billeted on them.
You have now reached the end of this learning pack on evacuees in wartime Britain. To create this pack, we used interview clips from people who were evacuated to Dorset during World War II.